All right, everybody, welcome to our next session in the Conception Vessel Meridian, transforming anger into movement and momentum. If you have anything else to mention for today's call, as always, feel free to type it out into the chat feature. And as we settle in for today, I'm going to invite you to find a nice, quiet, cozy place for you. Don't get too cozy into it just yet, though. We're going to start off with a little bit of movement, as we often do on anger days. And as I cue that music up, this song is by Sophie Tucker. I played a little bit of stuff by her before. Sophie, S-O-F-I, Tucker, T-U-K-K-E-R. And, oh, I'm already singing a heart. I know you're a fan, too, of her music. This song is called Summer in New York, and it's from the album Wet Tennis. So I'm going to invite you all to stand up if you are available to do so, and if not, you can chair dance, or you can dance laying down, or you can dance in your head, however you so desire. But as much as you're physically comfortable in doing so, I invite you to move and groove.
I've got no destination, I'm sipping on my tea. I've got all day long just to walk down the street. I start on Second Avenue, making my way downtown to you. Maybe I'll make a stop at Bang Bang, get myself a new tattoo. Then I'll find me a secret garden and I'll sit down with my book. But I'm not planning on reading, I'm just here to have a look at people in and out. Maybe she's an entrepreneur, maybe he just got off a tour. The many characters of summer in New York. There's a man across the street with the best smile I've ever seen. I put my book away and walk over to him in my blue jeans. He's got to talk about something, then I'll suggest we get a drink. Let's back over to Brooklyn, you tell me what do you think? And so we head to Miss Favela for the live music at 3. And we're dancing on the pavement just like everybody. We dance until we hit the floor. I think we should head out the door. Then we meet up with friends for more. All of the promises of summer in New York. Somebody rooftop, go to the box and have a ball at 6 or 7 different clubs. And now I'm walking down to Chinatown and out past Christie Street. Reminisce about the studio and Hudson Blue and me. I know it changes, but of course, the city I'll always adore. This night is what the city's for, the serendipity of summer in New York.
Thanks for the dance. All right, my loves, as we settle back in, I see your celebration emoji. Thank you for celebrating that with me. I invite you to find that nice, quiet, comfy place. And as you settle in here, perhaps beginning here by means of breathing, every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. and every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor it. And as you savor it, drinking in this nourishment, and I'll offer my thank yous. Thank you for being here. And thank you to all that's behind that. Thank you to your families, your villages, your ancestors, your lineages, and the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken this land, that have stewarded this land, that have really provided what's nourished us all. And as it's supported the nourishment of our very existence, of our survival, of our capacity to not just survive, but even thrive, I offer my humble gratitude and thanks. Thank you to all of those that have walked this earth before us, and to all of those that will come again. Blessings on this journey. And as we settle in here, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to scan your body inside, or if it's more comfortable, scanning your external environment, looking for anything in particular that's pleasant or at the very least neutral. And whenever you land on that thing out there or in here, whatever it is that you found, taking a moment to drink that in. To savor this nourishment. And as you drink this in, breath by breath, noticing the impact, how does it feel to be present to this thing that feels pleasant or potentially even neutral? And if any part of that impact is pleasant or neutral, taking a moment to savor it too. Thank you for drinking in this life, this nourishment. Knowing that you can touch in on this spot anytime you like while we're working, or even at the very end to revisit. And anytime things seem to get a little intense, you're always welcome to arrive back here again. Okay. And as we work with today, we're starting off with, not overly surprising, given where last session sort of left off with all of the motherhood stuff, and not necessarily motherhood stuff, but stuff around bride to queen, an embodiment of maturing into womanhood. There is some anger here, and it's the anger of a mom. This is like mother anger. And this might be the anger that you received from your own moms, or it might be the anger that you have as a mom. Even if you're not a mom of children, you might be in mom mode to other things in your life. I can think of a few myself being in that position. So in terms of anger as a mom, or mom anger, it needs to unwind, interestingly enough, from the diaphragm. And this is our center of control, emotional processing. And it's in particular where that diaphragm crosses over the conception vessel meridian point in that midline. So it's really working with that right in the midline portion of the diaphragm. And underlying that is unhooking the belief system. And you might have even heard this from your own moms. You'll do it because I told you to do so. You'll do it because I said to, kind of energy. And just being told to go do something and having to follow orders and expecting that kind of obedience, so to speak, robotic obedience perhaps, led to a certain amount of repressed frustration, irritation, potentially stronger than that, anger, pissed off, rage, etc., fury. Whatever the level may be, as we begin to unwind that from the center point of the diaphragm, right where that conception vessel meridian crosses over it, I see it as releasing not just this experience or set of experiences, but releasing this pattern through the ancestral lines. What if this is not something that needs to be held? What if this is not something that needs to be held in this way anymore? And as that pattern unwinds, releasing that need for intimidation to keep our loved ones, quote unquote, in check or in line. So a bit of a theme carryover from last session around that theme of intimidation. And as we unwind this form of intimidation, from the very center point of the diaphragm, bringing in now the essence of what's meant to run through our midline. This is not a body talk thing. This is the energy of trust, the consciousness of trust. And in particular, trusting that the emotions can process, trusting that we don't need to necessarily grip and hang on to control when it relates to being in those activities where you step into that role of mom, whether it has anything to do with children or not. The mothering aspects of life. And as it unwinds, linking into house number six, house of releasing, pardon me, my gosh, releasing. Well, in a way it does, it's a small intestine, but this is more so the house of being in service to our health, being practical service to us. Being in practical service to our bodies, to our minds. Yeah. And as we work with the sixth house energy, unhooking the belief system, life is an uphill battle. Life has to be an uphill battle for being born a female, for being born and having to carry the essence of the feminine. And as we unhook that, also unhooking the feeling of quote-unquote punishment, whether it's feeling like being in a female form is some form of punishment, or that you'll be punished for being in a female form, or any other way those concepts come together for you, having been punished for being in a female form. And as we unwind that punishment, peace, simultaneously unhooking a fair amount of anger off of the sacrum and the coccyx and the buttocks region, which is often an area where we tend to store punishment stuff. And as it unwinds off of our lower body, that sacrum, that coccyx or tailbone, begin to also unwind And we're going to unwind the connective tissue holdings. And it's almost as if the left side is a little bit too far down and the right side is twisted up. So we're just going to unwind that twist and bring this sacrum and this tailbone back into alignment. And as it does so, it's releasing some tension around the iliopsoas and the various abdominal muscles for that matter. And that's linking right into the rectus abdominis muscle that runs roughly in the midline of that core, just another side. And it works with the fire element. So this is one of the muscles that give rise to expansion, to processing of joy, as well as, I often think of this as like the muscle as being like the highway to the heart, as right above the rectus abdominis is our heart muscle. And as we work with this, reminding the conception vessel meridian that it's actually quite safe and normal to have sensuality and pleasure and joy, and that things get to feel good here again. And as we do this, unwinding the chronic holding patterns throughout the various abdominal muscles, but in particular the rectus abdominis, around feeling like you have to like stand on guard or stand at attention or stand in alertness, hypervigilance potentially even so, or else all is lost, or else something bad will happen, or else survival might be threatened. And as we unwind that through the midline, reminding the abs that they don't need to clench and brace and cling in these ways, there is an opening up to be able to receive and act on the guidance that is provided by life itself, and to again link that right into the very midline of trust, to be able to trust the reception and the action of this guidance. Trust that we can receive and act on guidance, whether that's internally or seemingly external. And as we work with these, unhooking a bundle of belief systems off of the very base of our sternum, the xiphoid process that hangs out here. The little knobby bit at the very bottom of that chest bone, bottom of our sternum. And from here, unhooking the idea that we need to use anger. We have to hold on to anger as a way to like motivate ourselves, or as a way to keep going, as a way to get things done. It's this pattern of my anger, as long as I hang on to it, becomes motivation. As long as I stay perpetually anger, perpetually resentful, then I'll continually have something to be motivated for, to fight for. And as we work with that, unhooking the need to have to fight to get our needs met. And as soon as I say that, something opens up in the space between the heart and the throat chakra. I'm going to run that permissions for these two chakras as well. I don't have to fight to get my needs met. And as it unwinds in this space of heart and throat, the muscles that attach to the hyoid bone, which is a floating bone in our throats, just above that thyroid region, and all the muscles that run in and around that region begin to also unwind through here. And as those suprahyoid region muscles of the neck begin to unwind, or the upper neck muscles, for simplicity's sake, begin to unwind, running the permissions here, it's safe to ask. It's safe to ask for my needs to be met. It's safe to ask for what I want. It's safe to ask for what I desire. It's safe to ask. It's safe again to ask. It's safe now to ask. It may not have been before, but it gets to be now. And as we support the body mind in drinking that energy in, linking it into house 12, house of endings, releasing, letting go, allowing, house of surrender, also house of the liver and the liver meridian. And here, cleaning out old karmic toxic patterns, particularly as it relates to the subject of letting go. and it's almost like the liver has become a bit of a hoarder of sorts. And this 12th house energy has become almost a hoarder rather than the opposite. It's got this energy of, well, just before I let that go, I'll just take a second look and make sure. So there's some doubt hanging out here. There's some second guessing hanging out here. And as we clear that out of house 12, it actually streamlines the whole process for that entire liver to do what it needs to do to release those old karmic bits, toxic or otherwise. And as it unwinds through the liver meridian and the 12th house, linking into the planetary energy of the first house, which is that of Mars. And as we transition into Mars energy, which is very much about taking action to move forward, initiating things in a way, Mars gives drive. Mars gives lots and lots of drive to make things happen. Mars is also responsible for self-expression. So on the other side of all this letting go, what is it you wish to express? What is it you want to come alive? What is it you want to have fully expressed in your body, in your mind, verbally, non-verbally? And as we invite the body-mind to fully express, to fully be here, running a cell repair on Dad's side of the family, gonna plug my computer in it. I think it came out. 1 second. Let's have to adjust this. Apologies, y'all. As we go through Dad's family lines, we're actually going back 10 generations, my gosh. And doing so on that emotional frequency, no surprise of anger. And this is the type of anger that anger, when we hang on to anger, tends to create destruction or an erosion of nourishment. And this was all being eroded from the conception vessel meridian. And as it was depleting this line, this meridian of nourishment, it led to basically that ancestor learning to get by on less and that becoming normal. It's somehow becoming normal to live in lack. It's somehow becoming normal to deprive oneself. And as we unhook this pattern of it becoming almost something like prideful to do, like it was a good thing to live on less, to live at a bare minimum, to you eke out an existence. I just hear it's like the loudest expression ever. I don't think I could even mimic it. But the permissions is like, I claim life. I just see this like massive, like, oh, please let me live again. I claim life. As we unwind that pattern from that ancestral energy, and it looks like that pattern began at a time where it was quite necessary. So nothing that this person did wrong. This was a time potentially like famine and droughts where they actually really had to learn to get by on less. Yeah, just because you can at this point in time doesn't mean you have to. Just because you can doesn't mean that you have to. And as we support the body-mind, releasing that old pattern of deprivation, I see the entire conception vessel meridian begin to almost like rev up its engine again. It's like, ah, there's fuel here. And as the engine of the conception vessel meridian begins to spark and rev, running a cell repair here through the entire meridian line, restoring it on that emotional frequency of anger and releasing any residual bits of anger that have been sort of injected throughout the family lines that are hanging out in the conception vessel meridian, whether that's ancestral irritation, ancestral resentment, or anything in between those polar opposite ends of anger, fury, rage, etc. We're releasing that as it unwinds in a very specific pattern. It's coming off in a spiral, and it's spiraling down the conception vessel meridian all the way to point one. And as it spirals down, running lymphatic drainage to help clean house here through this meridian, as it goes all the way down to point one in the perineum, that space between either vagina or testes and anus, there is a bit of an extra adhesed tissue around that region, and it's almost got like a torque and a twist, and it's got quite the angle to it. So it's quite well pinned, so to speak. So as we gently begin to unwind it and reverse it, running another permissions here. And it's simple. I don't think I've ever seen a permission so simple in my life. The word for permission, and it's just one word, is love. And I just see it over and over again. Love, love, love. And it's beginning to ripple. And as it ripples outward and expands outward with its energy flow of love from the perineum, linking in the energy of the heart to further support that expression of love. And bringing in all things heart meridian as we connect that all the way back down to, again, conception vessel one points. The energy of the heart begins to expand this even more so that this beginning point can be originated in love. And imagine all the patterns that began your very existence now getting to receive the comfort of love alongside of it all. The remembrance that there was love from somewhere, not necessarily even mom or dad, but perhaps the universe, God, spirit, whatever the word may be. And as that frequency begins to repattern those very early moments of your conception, of your existence, running the permissions, it is safe to be here, and alongside of that, it is safe to stand in love. And as we do that, I see that image much like I did last week with the tribal fire, and women dancing around this fire. And working with the permissions here now, it is safe to unite in love. It is safe to unite as women in love. And as I see this, it reminds me of that expression, good company, keeping good company. Keeping good company by the integrity of those that we wish to be internally, first and foremost, which is where I think that saying originally was meant to speak to, the company that you keep internally. Although that's total conjecture on my part. And then extending that to the seeming external. And as I see this frequency of love abounds, it begins to drop away layer after layer of ancestral irritation, frustration, rage, fury, pissed off, resentment, anger. And as that continues to unwind, reminding the feminine that it is not alone, with the permissions of those words, pretty much. And the words are just simply, you are not alone here. You don't have to do this alone here. And with that, drinking in the consciousness of support. And with that, releasing the fear of actually receiving support, in particular from other women, out of the guise of being judged. Like if you were to receive help from other women, they might go, "Oh, you don't know what you're doing. I can't believe you've let it go this far. I can't believe I have to now do all these other things just to help you, to get you back on your feet again." So releasing that fear of judgment from receiving help and support, in particular from women, and in particular in a group setting. And as that begins to settle, linking into eighth house, house of often hard knocks, house of death, rebirth, regeneration. And here we're unhooking that pattern of having to quote unquote revisit the past and, in a way, always attend to the wounds that have been here, or nursing your old wounds might be an easier way to say that all. And as we work with this, unhooking this feeling of being stuck in the past because of that pattern, because of that attraction, that attachment to having to always go back and revisit, revisit, revisit. I know that that's not a good thing to do to get sources of information. However, if we feel beholden or trapped in that pattern, that's another story. So as we begin to unwind that, also unhooking again that pattern of second guessing or doubting ourselves. This time is hanging out in a part of the brain, is hanging out in the midline, working with the corpus callosum that connects the two sides of the brain, as well as right around there, just underneath it, the septal region, which is that center for bliss and well-being, also orgasm. And as we unwind it through these midline structures, we're going to also unhook a layer of it from the prefrontal cortex, center of wisdom, center of higher self connection, center of compassion and empathy. Beauty. And we're tapping this part out here. Oh, pardon me, just before we do so, it wants to also run hydration through all those brain parts. Beautiful. Bringing in water and joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. And now we're going to tap that in. So, invitation to breathe. However, the body mind feels called to in this moment. Just giving that another two, three, four breaths, letting that part integrate and settle. Then we're unhooking a belief system that has to be hard, that's got to be hard work as it relates to your work, whatever that may be. That might be your 9-to-5 career, that might be your side hustle, that might be anything else that you consider to be work. The work of taking care of the house, the yard, the kids, the relationship, the spiritual life. And as we address this theme of it has to be hard work, the thing that's holding it in place is, interestingly enough, some pretty deep anger here around it being hard in the first place. Whether that's the seeming circumstances of our environment, our own self, or anything in between, that anger seems to be, for the most part, hanging out in the portion of the conception vessel meridian that would run through the midline of the chest, right around the heart there. Okay. And the image that I'm seeing, this is kind of funny to me anyways, is of you know those like fire walks that people do where they walk with bare feet across like fire or hot coals or things like that. The conception vessel meridian has that as it traverses the region of the heart, which is that of the fire element. So it feels like every time it's going across the heart that it's like having to do like a fire walk, and it's taking all of its courage, and it's like got a bit of trepidation. It's like, okay, here we go again. And we're just a reminding this conception vessel meridian that it does this many times, that it's done it many times before, and it's worked out pretty well. So odds are high this is going to be okay again this time. Yeah. And as we do that, we're going to also do a few other things. We're going to bring in hydration so the fire doesn't feel so hot, reminding the conception vessel meridian that there's also joy in the heart. And that seems to give it almost like a walkway, almost like a river now running through the fire of the heart. And then also, we're taking the pressure off. It's got all this pressure of like trying to keep everybody happy and tend to that all and feeling like it's literally trying to put up multiple fires and doing nothing other than that, always running around trying to put out all the fires to keep everybody happy. This is akin to that expression of trying to keep all of the plates spinning or all the balls in the air while you're juggling, those types of things. And as we work with that energy, the conception vessel meridian is like, oh, thank God, oh, I finally get a break. And it doesn't have to attend to everybody else's fires. Instead, it actually gets to tend to its own fire. What is it to have that spark of its own life come in this particular region alive again? Running lymphatic circulation through, again, that portion of the conception vessel meridian that runs around this heart region or runs through the heart region. And as it comes alive in these ways, letting it know that it's actually welcome to be here. That it's desired to be here. And we're going to tap this part in here. Invitation to breathe. However the body mind feels called to. And then I'm running one more permissions for that conception vessel meridian around the heart. And the words are simply, I belong here. And as soon as I say that, I see all the nourishments that the conception vessel meridian is inherently carrying within it sync up with the nourishment of the heart. And that beginning to, through the heart's energy fields, spread to the entire body mind, as this energy field is 60 to 100 times stronger than any other energy fields. And as you get cocooned in the heart's energy field, being held in the energy of, I belong here, right where I am. I belong right here. Running one more permissions, and the words are, I am loved here. I am loved here. I belong and I am loved right here. And as that part settles, savoring any relief, there's also a dog sigh on that one, which is always a sign that I maybe took a little too long to get to the point. So as we work with that energy now of the conception vessel meridian, where it runs through the heart, it looks like it can steadfastly get through there, but it's still just a little bit, for lack of a better word, dull. It's not quite loving the path here around, or not around, but through the heart. It's able to do it. It can do it. It's just not overly enjoying itself. So here, we're working with active memory. And there's a fear. There's actually a fear of the conception vessel opening up to the heart again. It's almost like, well, after all those times I was almost burnt alive here, I'm not sure if I want to open back up again. So we're just running that permissions. And the words here are, it's safe to trust again. It's safe to trust again now. And then we're linking that into the reciprocal of the sphenoid, where it becomes external at the temples, to the coccyx or to the tailbone, which is the metaphor of connecting heaven to earth in Advaita Vedanta. And as we connect heaven to earth here, reminding the conception vessel meridian as well that it gets to receive heaven well on earth. It doesn't have to wait. And it gets to tap into that ease, that bliss, that joy. And that it gets to like it. There gets to be the enjoyment of that again. Beauty. And that's linking again into house 12. Releasing, letting go, but mostly working with the energy here of allowing this ease, this joy to be here now. And it's linking now into the back of the heart, where the governing vessel meridian runs. And I see the back of the heart being almost like a bit of a wall made of cement, of brick, of stone, elements like that. And it's carrying this concept that it has to be stoic, that it has to be like stalwart, that it's got to maintain or else. And we're just letting it know that it actually gets to change. It gets to change its mind. It gets to take up a different path now. It doesn't have to stay stuck in this stoniness. And we're going to bring in hydration here to support the energy of, flow through the back of the heart. And as we support flow moving through the back of the heart, I actually see that invitation of flow rise from the back of the heart all the way through to the front of the heart. And then I see this dance happening between the back and the front of the heart, bringing in fluidity, bringing in flow between the front and the back, between feminine front, masculine back. And as it does so, also flowing between what it means to open up and what it means to stand tall. What it means to stand with honor while you're in this place of openness. And it's all defined by the consciousness of restoration of what it means to receive respect, to be able to take in respect, and to be able to actually feel that respect. And as we restore this consciousness of respect in all of those ways for the heart, doing the same for now, the conception vessel meridian, restoring respect through it. And And then in my mind, I'm seeing this image. I shared it a long time ago. By a long time, actually, I mean a couple months, not that long, but long enough ago that you won't be able to find it readily. And I think I shared it on Instagram. But it was an exercise that was being done in a workshop of sorts where all of the women formed a circle and all of the men stood inside the circle and then knelt down and then bowed and went prostrate. What did it mean to receive honor and respect in a time when our culture doesn't necessarily do a whole lot of that in those ways that may have been done previously, but not as prevalent now? And as I see that image, I'm seeing like the back of the heart bow down to the front. I'm seeing the governing vessel meridian bow down to the conception vessel. And I'm seeing the pineal, the masculine, bow down to the pituitary, the feminine. And the feminine almost has a bit of confusion. It's like, I'm not even sure what to do with that. I don't even know how to take that in. What do I do now? This is new. So we're just normalizing it and familiarizing it with what it means to be able to receive and literally have this level of respect restored again within it. That's all linking into House 10 for its role in awareness and recognition, so the feminine can become aware to recognize. And then linking it into all five senses to literally receive this through the sensual nature that the senses are, to receive this through the feminine. And then linking it into conception vessel 17 points, which governs all things feminine, all things nourishing, all things nurturing. And as we link this into the depths of all things yin, of all things feminine, going right into the very core, right into the very source points of what it means to stand in nourishment, to be held in nourishment, to come alive through nourishment, to respect nourishment. It's linking into the element of earth, to Mama Earth, to take in the sweetness that is meant to be here, that's meant to be drunk in. Also, bringing in the element of earth to create change in a way that invites in further peace. Change that invites in peace. And we're linking that one more time into the sphenoid bone now. And pardon me, the sphenoid and the eyes. And as we work with the sphenoid and the eyes, helping the eyes to see the beauty of life, to see the possibility of respect, standing tall, of being safe, the possibility of being safe, and having all the yin take that in, all the way through to that very sphenoid bone, which can then shine all of that awareness through to the entire brain, the entire head brain. And as the head brain drinks, there we go, that in. It's actually releasing a pattern of digging in its heels. That's where that word was coming from. And releasing stubbornness. And it's almost like a stubbornness in, like a pattern of committing to low self-esteem out of familiarity and in comfort. It's ironic a little. Yet it happens all the time for folks. So as we release that, running brain drain, lymphatic circulation from within the head brain, we're going to do the same for the gut brain and then the heart brain in that order. And we're going to tap this all in here. Invitation to again breathe and receive. giving that another gentle breath or two and letting this part integrate as well. Next up, okay. Anger at having to be in a position of earning money is what we're working with. And that's coming off of the right ovary and actually the left ovary, but first in that order, right ovary, then left ovary, the masculine and then the feminine. And a lot of that anger is around the feminine wishing to be provided for, not having to do double duty around making bank and taking care of the house, essentially. And by house, I mean kids, emotional labor, the extremely long list that is like 12 full-time jobs, alongside of also having to earn money. So as we work with that tension around having to, in essence, do double duty, unhooking the belief system of I have to work harder than anyone else to get where I need to get to or to get ahead. I have to work harder than anybody else. And underlying that, a fair amount of exhaustion through the muscles, the bones, the nerves. This is quite deep core exhaustion. And it's not just from this lifetime. It's got the last four generations of all the women in the family lines, regardless of being on mom or dad's side. And as we unhook that, unhooking related to it, resentment from the part of the conception vessel meridian that hangs out just below the navel. And this is actually meant to be a pool of vitality, but instead it's hanging on to resentment as it's trying to draw on anger to use it as momentum, as motivation, as movement, and yet not so effective. As it just inevitably creates a weakening, destruction, and ultimately a collapse. So as we unhook that belief system, we need to simultaneously run a seed tree on this area. And it's going to start with C, circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier. Then the D for that defrag, much like that computer defrag or spring clean, taking in the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And that's going to run for the next 5 days. To shortly before we meet again. Beauty. And as that moves throughout the body minds, linking it into a governing vessel 20 point that governs all of our habit patterns. And unhooking the habit pattern of having to be pissed off around having to earn money. Okay, and as we unhook that, running circulation. Just finding it of what? Bear with me, it gets juicy. Of serotonin, okay, circulation of serotonin, the happy chemical, which is a lot of things. And as we circulate that, circulating it primarily throughout the gut brain, primarily throughout that enteric nervous system. And as it circulates through there, it's actually unwinding the energy of being like all twisted up into knots that I was seeing in the enteric nervous system. The serotonin, as it circulates, begins to just naturally, easefully, happily unwind that and let that all go. Then as that anger has space to dissipate, it actually does so, and it leaves almost like a cloud. As it goes throughout the entire body mind, it's no longer trapped in one location. It's dispersed and evenly flowing like a cloud throughout the entire body mind. And that cloud, as it disperses, gets lighter and lighter and lighter until it's seemingly almost evaporated and completely gone. And there's just a little bit hanging out in the Wei Qi left, that energy layer that surrounds our entire external body. And as it's just a little bit sticky in the Wei Qi, we're actually going to run hydration for the Wei Qi, helping this Wei Qi to take in joy and release any impurities that don't need to be here, along with supporting its capacity to go with the flow and to be fluid. We're going to tap that out here, invitation to breathe and receive. Giving that another breath or two for this piece as well. Invitation to land in on that resource that you found at the beginning if you feel called to. And I have a song to play to bring this all in for a nice soft landing. And the song is called We Shall Be Known. And it's by Mamuse, who I played before, along with Thrive Choir. And it's from the album Prayers for Freedom.
We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now. And what a time to be alive in this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what
What a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being you. And thank you to all that's gone in there. Thank you for being here. Mwah. All my love to you all. And if you have any questions, comments, queries, as always, please do let me know. Have yourselves a wonderful week. Bye for now, loves.